What up, though, family? Welcome back. It's your Uncle Jack, Cousin LaVon, your stepdaddy Donnie, that nasty motherfucker. We are back again for another double take. What's good? Bunch of things to talk about. We're going to be all over the place. It's going to be one of those episodes. Some old stuff because we hadn't actually done a pod in a couple weeks, so we're going to be catching up to some things. Couple things that we can talk about and share our opinions on. And remember, people, these are our opinions. So feel free to argue with us. But we're just going to be arguing, opinions. Not too many facts here. We got some facts for you, but, you know, it's all opinion. First thing is, do we know what the record is right now for the Lakers?
Last weekend, we can definitely.
Because I got to talk about, how the fuck Dwight Howard got treated like a damn 12-year-old stepchild. Like, the chemistry on that team has been fucking up bad. Really bad. Now, I know Donnie doesn't really watch NBA, so we won't spend too much time on this. But I just, it's something I definitely had to touch on because any time a grown-ass man gets treated like he's not a grown-ass man, we got to talk about it because, one, y'all on the same squad. I ain't never seen people on the same team go to blows, right? I haven't. In the NBA, I haven't. And they didn't go to blows, but he got treated like he was lesser than. And so, I mean, and then the addition of your homeboy, your boy Westbrook has not been a great factor, which, I mean, I think everybody and their mama knew that shit. But, I mean, they're what, two?
They're 3-3 right now.
3-3. There you go.
So they're playing 500 ball. I'm not worried. If I was a Lakers fan, I would not be worried. Reason why is you added Carmelo, you added Westbrook, and it's going to take time for them to – they've never played together.
Yeah, but do you think, one, that type of team's going to mesh?
They can. If all they have to do is – really what it's going to come down to is can Westbrook put his ego aside and to really, really, really be a team player all the way, not just in his own way, but all the way.
From the games I've seen, he has, but it's just not – it's still not – like, it takes more than putting your ego aside to be part of a team. You got to actually be able to mesh well with the team. And that's what I'm not seeing. I mean, even, you know, you get Melo out there. Melo comes out there and you know, he's Melo. All those guys need the ball to score, right? You don't – like, LeBron needs the ball to score. AD's the only one on that team that doesn't need the ball to score. He's the only one. He doesn't need the ball to score. He can come off the dribble. He can come off a pass. He's big enough to be down low to come off a rebound. And he has the finesse. LeBron needs the ball to score.
Not really. I think LeBron is prolific enough to score. He'll be fine. And I think LeBron will understand the situation and know, like, hey, we got to pass this motherfucker around so everybody can eat.
He hasn't been.
To give it time. That's what I'm saying. Give it time. It's a long season.
Yeah.
They you know, this is the first full off season they had in like 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little bit. Let them get the, you know, get their basketball feet back under them. And then now they're playing together. Adam Westbrook, he's a big personality in the game, big personality on the court.
Huge.
But he can be a tremendous asset because, again, he can pass and he can also rebound. That adds you two additional things to your team. So Westbrook doesn't have to score to affect the game. He could do it in other ways.
But I mean, we've seen what happened whenever he doesn't get his 15 to 20 points.
And that's what's going to hinge on the success of their season. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that they even make it out the West. They got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
They got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
That will carry them to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But once you get to the playoffs, now you're talking like now you're talking the nutrition of an entire season. If you made it, got lucky enough to make it through healthy.
Mm, true.
Now, and you're going to be facing basically every other team is younger than you. They're fresher than you. So different energy level you're playing with.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll be able to hang.
Okay. So to shift the energy, Don Dada, we were speaking earlier, and so as we know, Colin Powell is deceased. You know, rest in peace. And your boy Trump, Captain Keep the Same Energy. That's his new name. Captain Keep the Same Motherfucking Energy came out and basically said some things not so very nice, and was basically like, you know, he basically was trying to say this guy was worse than me. It's what I took from it.
Trump like we were saying earlier, Trump likes to talk shit about people who can't fight back, and you know, it's one of those, like he called him a rhino, which is Republican in name only,
right?
And I think there toward the end, if I'm not mistaken, Colin Powell had, I think he kind of switched it up and started supporting Democrats because of Trump. He said that the Republican Party wasn't the party that he knew.
Well, which like, a lot of Republicans switched being saying.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, I think it's kind of on brand for Trump. What do I think about it? Like I was saying, I don't think people should talk ill of the dead. Like, even if you don't like somebody, once they're dead, you're like, ah, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say nothing good about him, but it's just like, you know, I don't wish death on anybody. So, I mean, you kind of expect Trump to just talk shit.
Yeah. I've just never seen, like, I guess some other people have spoken out just about some of the things they didn't like that he did. And some of the things that, you know, he has lied about, like we were speaking, like, you know, he said there was weapons of mass destruction. Now, the whole government was saying there was weapons of mass destruction over in fucking Iraq. Like, so it wasn't just him. Like, if you talk to the secretary that answered the front door, was like, yeah, no, they got, you know, those weapons that cause damage.
I mean, like, yeah, it's, you know. Of course, because America wanted to go to war. Because the economy was fucked up and Bush's record wasn't so good. So what always works, what always lifts our economy up? War. Got to go to war. Plus, Saddam Hussein, he kicked Daddy Bush's ass. So Baby Bush wanted to get back in there like, hey, you know what? You know what? You fucked my dad. You know, take that. Take that. So I think they all collaborated and lied to stay there or to go there, not to stay there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but to be fair, Obama also started like seven more wars while he was in office. So they're all a bunch of fucking war hawks and war criminals, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you got to keep fucking shit going, I guess. It's one of those things where the government runs a certain way in order for us to live the way we live. Like, we live a very gluttonous life, let's face it.
Well, it's the private industries. Who was it? FDR that talked about the military industrial complex. It's a real thing. Like, you've got these private companies like Boeing and Raytheon and fucking Halliburton, all these other all these places that they make weapons for war. They are also paying politicians to stay in war. So, it's kind of what you expect. We're going to war for profit, not for protection.
Right.
But that's, I mean, that's another, that's a whole deeper conversation we can have.
Yeah, true. True. We'll save it. We'll save it because we don't want to get too much too into the politics and stuff. So now to lighten it up, y'all. Tell me y'all niggas seen the. Tell me y'all seen the fucking last season of Rick and Morty.
No.
Oh my god. Okay.
Y'all, season 5?
Yes, season 5.
Okay. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Bro, that shit is fucking hilarious. Y'all have to fucking watch that shit. That
I do enjoy the show. I think it's funny, but
show's hilarious. Bro, the new season. The last season I was kind of like iffy about. And I was like, because you can tell they switched up some of the writers or whatever. And I was just like, this seems a little too PC girl power. It was weird, very weird. This season, nigga, Rick is back, boy. Rick is a motherfucking.
Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah. This is a hot topic right now. Uh-oh. Have y'all watched the new Dave Chappelle?
Yes. Yeah. Loved it.
Okay,
loved it.
What y'all's opinion?
Honestly, I thought it was great. I laughed a lot during it, but I appreciated the fact that he just pulled all the stops and just didn't give a fuck anymore. I mean, like, this shit's comedy. If you can't get with it, then peace the fuck out.
Yep.
That's
how I am a like most people would say, like, I'm a lefty kind of person. I'm all for equal rights and, you know, do what you do.
Yeah, you sound like you're right with a left hand.
Do what?
I said you sound like you're right with a left hand.
But I don't understand the whole uproar with the LGBTQ community. Mm. Like,
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
So, Andrew Schultz said the dopest shit. he said that the things won't get resolved because, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact wording, so please forgive me. I'm not quoting Andrew verbatim, but to paraphrase, he said basically things won't get resolved because they're fighting two different fights. Like the community is like, yo, you're not recognizing us as being what we want to be, as being trans and as being this and that. And that's fucked up because you're saying I don't exist because you're saying there's two genders. And then the other side is saying, no, I recognize you. It's just that I'm not afraid of you. I don't have a phobia of you. But I just think is the shit don't make sense, basically. And it don't, like, if you think about it, all right, if you, and I thought about this after you said it. I was like, that sounds right. Like, it sounds like the LG, anytime you say anything about a trans person or a gay person or a queer person or whatever, the first thing they want to call you is they want to call you homophobic, they want to call you transphobic, they want to put a phobia on you. Right. And the thing is, that's wrong, right? And then the other fight that everybody is having is like, hey, you want to be a woman. You are trans. So trans, right, the trans community, the transition community, they transition from one gender to another gender. That's all a lot of people are saying. It's like, all right, so you're saying that you're not a male because you're transitioning into a woman. And then they're like, I don't want to be labeled. Like, there's these people out here that say, I don't have a sexual orientation. It's like, yes, you do.
I mean, there's like pansexual people who are attracted to whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they don't have like a sexual orientation, because the thing is, at the end of the day, you're not going to be like, if you want to settle down and get married.
Well, you're not going to get married. Their orientation is pansexual. Like, they're attracted to whatever they're attracted to.
Yeah,
whether it's male, female, but whatever.
What I'm saying is that's fine.
Yeah, I respect that. But, do you?
Yeah, but that sexual orientation doesn't define if you're a male or female.
Right. There's a difference in
right.
sexual orientation and
your actual gender.
Yeah, your biological gender.
Right.
Like, so... and there, I've read up on some stuff, and you know, to me, there's male, female, but there is a bit of a spectrum in there where there are, shit, biology's failing me now. I forget the X and Y chromosome.
Yeah.
But there, like, there are.
Male is the X chromosome, female is Y chromosome.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Plus, I've been drinking. there are people with external genitals.
Yeah.
Like men.
Yeah.
That have a Y chromosome.
You're talking about hermaphrodites.
No.
No, not
hermaphrodites. They actually have, more. Like, when you look into it, mm-hmm. they have the chromosomes of a woman, mm-hmm. but they have the genitals of a man, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Oh, so there is a there is a bit of a spectrum there,
yeah.
and I get that, and I really, like, I have no problem if you're trans, if you're gay,
yeah.
whatever. It makes no difference to me.
Yeah,
but
that's
we have to like when you're born, we have to assign a gender. Right. If you have a penis and testicles, you're male.
Yeah.
And female on the other end.
Yeah.
But as you grow up, if those, you know, if chemically or chromosomally,
or mentally,
you, yeah, whatever, however it works out,
yeah,
you feel that you're a man or a woman trapped in another body, and you want to transition. That's cool.
Yeah.
And with Dave's thing, the way I took it is he was saying, like, I get that, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't be fighting each other, like, as Black people and as the trans community. We're yeah. both, you know, we're fighting against each other, but we're both oppressed people.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm making jokes against you. I'm making jokes with you.
Yeah.
So laugh with me. It's nothing yeah, personal. No, I don't hate you.
He was definitely saying that, but, like, in order for that to happen, like, that community has to stop with the, like, to me, they sound like kids that want everything they want. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a bunch of kids that just want, I want this, I want this, I want this. Like, look at where LGB started. It was the LGBT community, right? The T got added on. It was the LGBT
community. Oh, yeah.
Then it was the LGBT. Then it was the LGBTQ. It's like, wait, what? Okay. And then if you speak out and be like, why do they keep adding letters? Well, what's your concern about it? You should just respect it. And it's like, wait, I'm not understanding what's going on.
Right.
You know, they want to address a certain way, yeah. but don't question why I want to address a certain way.
That's one of the problems. And I do think that there are groups of Black folks that are they're that extreme too. Like, you can joke about stuff, but as soon as you mention Black, they get like up in arms, like, wait, well, that's racist. Like, hold up.
Yeah.
Hear the rest of it. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is a multifaceted joke. You got to hear it out.
Right.
Once you mention Black, people are like, oh, nope, you're being racist.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's, I don't know, I could be wrong here. I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot. But it's like it's a new, not a new group, mm-hmm. but they're just like the LGBTQ community. They're just now getting the recognition. So right now they're kind of in their sensitive phase. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you know, when you first discover, let's say, like when people who are atheists, when they first become atheists, they're like militant atheists and they constantly want to talk out against Christianity. And then once you become more comfortable with it, you're like, oh, I don't need to constantly talk about it. This is my experience and what I've seen a lot of. Like when you first start out, mm-hmm. you fight against everything. But then once you're more comfortable mm-hmm. in your non-belief, you let shit slide. Like, oh, you know, if you're a Christian, just be a Christian. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I think they're reacting right now.
But they,
and then in a few years when they're more comfortable, it'll kind of chill out. They won't take take offense to everything.
Yeah, but they're reacting like that. The atheist thing was a good analogy, right? But they're acting like the Christians who look at atheists and be like, "You're about to burn in hell. You believe in the devil," and it's like, I don't believe in anything. And they're like, "No, you believe in the devil because that's the only thing they believe in. If you don't believe in Jesus."
Like, well, that's what I'm acting. Saying.
It's like if you go, hey, okay, so you're trans. Are you a trans woman? What does that matter? Well, you were a guy, right? I didn't have any orientation I didn't have any, like, gender until now. And it's like, well, what is your gender? Why should you care? And it's like, wait. Are you afraid of me? Questions. Are you afraid that I'm going to hit on you or something? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, just help me. I'm just asking questions. I'm curious.
Because the fact of the matter is, let's be real. There's two genders in the whole fucking world. Let's be real. There's male, there's female. If you were born a male and you feel like, no, I am a female, and you transition and you become a transgender female, then you're a female. How about we take the trans part off? That's what I think is the whole confusing thing, is that they're trying to put themselves in that category and put themselves at a forefront. If your thing is you want to blend in and become a woman and don't want to be recognized as nothing but a woman, then why put yourself out there and put trans on the front of it?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying your best to be accepted by society, then why are you trying to put this full-blown whole other label to make you stand out?
Well,
they got issues. They're basically saying, I want equality, but treat me different.
Yeah. And that's,
and it's like, how, okay, so now we're all fucked up because now we don't know what the fuck you want.
Right.
Dave Chappelle in that special, he wasn't coming down on no one in the trans community, but yet they're still taking offense about it.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things. I think he proved a point by saying, if you mention trans at all, they get up in arms.
Yeah.
And then he went on and talked about them. And they reacted, like that whole community reacted the way he said they would.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't really saying anything negative.
Right.
It was, he just mentioned them and then they got pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's like the way I see it, they proved his point.
Yeah.
What he was saying, like, you can't say shit about them.
Yeah.
If you do, they'll try to cancel you. Mm-hmm. Then he talked about them. And now everybody's trying to cancel me.
Yeah, but the,
so it's like a giant science fucking project.
Just to show you how toxic, not everybody in that community, but how toxic a lot of people, well, not even a lot of people, how toxic some people are in that community, and take away from their fight, they cause one of their own to commit suicide, like. Because if you remember the
interview, chick he was talking about that he worked with.
And that's fucked up because it's like you guys are so hell bent on trying to push whatever agenda it is that you guys have, because I don't even think they know anymore, that they caused one of their own who was on their side and was just saying, hey, this guy is my friend. He means no malice about it. Leave him alone. That's the equivalent of a girl running out to stop a bully from just punching on somebody. And then the bully just starts beating her ass. You know, it's like, come on, they don't. And that's the thing, you know, it's funny because you can quote movies and things like this, but it's like the Batman quote. It's like you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And I think that community doesn't realize, but they're going to start making themselves become the villain. And that's what we don't want. I don't want to see that happen. Because I have friends that are gay. I have friends that are in that community from all different types of the spectrum. My thing is, when I talk to them and when we talk about things like this, we don't go so far into the politics. We may not even talk about stuff like this because they're just like, hey, this is what I am. Accept me. Like, I know a person that is transgender from being a male to a female. And cool person. We could talk about whatever. They got pissed off because my friend had their friend who was their friend before me had voted for the wrong candidate, or the candidate that they felt was the wrong candidate. And they like blew up on them and stopped being friends. And it was like, wait a minute, you know this person. You know what I'm saying? But because the agenda that you want it pushed, they're not pushing the agenda, you're going to dismiss this person out of your life.
Yeah, but is that, you know, I mean, like, is that an LGBTQ community issue, or is that a political thing? Because there are a lot of people who get wrapped up in identity. Like my identity is not, I'm a first and foremost, is not that I'm a black man. Yeah. First and foremost, like, I'm a dad, a husband, an American.
What's up, boy? God, he's so big.
Like, I'm a lot of things before I am a black man.
Yeah.
But that is part of it. But there are a lot of people who get wrapped up in the identity and anything that they look at as like an attack on that identity.
But I disagree with what you're saying. I think first and foremost, you're a black man. And
well, hold up. This is me. You can't disagree with how I view myself.
Wow, I could disagree with your opinion. You it doesn't make it fact.
That's not an opinion. That's the way I see myself.
Right.
If you see yourself first and foremost as a black man, I'm not going to say I disagree, because that's how you view yourself. I've got a kid. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, I'm a dad.
Okay.
Second, I'm a husband.
Okay.
Then I'm a black man, or then I'm an American, and then I'm a black man.
All right.
So cool. If you view yourself as a black man first, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah,
but that's okay. The way you view yourself. There's nothing there to disagree with.
No, but what I'm saying is that there's certain things that hit first, right? Like, there's certain societal things that hit first. When a person sees you right off back, all they know is that's a black guy.
But that's how they see me. That's not how I see me. That's my point.
All right, so is there not a majority rules in this one?
No.
No.
The way I view myself is not based on how others see me. The way I view myself is the way I view myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Now.
Cool.
It's the same thing as my mom. Like, how come you always talk about you're black, but you're not Puerto Rican? I'm like, because people don't see me and think, oh, that's a half black Puerto Rican white guy. They look at me and they're like, that's a black guy. So I identify as a black person.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You literally just proved my point. Did he not, LaVon? Did you hear the same
thing? You kind of did.
Okay, I kind of did. You're right. I've been drinking. But I'm saying the way what you're saying is the same thing that my mom, who is like, you don't look at it this way because that's how I see myself isn't based on how you see me or how society sees me.
Yeah. And I get that. And I do. I fully get how we view ourselves.
And everybody's got that their own opinion. Yeah. You can put it in whatever order.
Yeah. But like when it comes to that, that's the thing. Like I've been trying to especially because of Dave Special and his back and forth with that community. I've tried to really like look at things from the outside perspective of being realistic, right? And the most realistic thing isn't what we think and we perceive ourselves, or you know, ourselves, our community, whatever. The most realistic thing that we have to go off is how others view ourselves, our community, and everything. Because the fact of the matter is, you could say, I'm a robot. You could say, first and foremost, I am a black robot or a white robot or a Puerto Rican robot. That's how I view myself. But then when you go outside, that's not what the truth is. The truth of the matter is that when you go outside, first and foremost, people see you as a black man, right? And then you know, all these other things come apart. Now, the thing is, it doesn't, where we get caught up with that is that we want to fight against it because people go, well, your perception of me is wrong. Well, that's okay. Nobody said that when you step outside and somebody says you're a black man, that it's the truth. Because as we know, you are. You're mixed. You're Puerto Rican and you're black. And that's what is going on with that community and the fight and the struggle between people who are looking at that community and being confused, and then the community looking back at those people that are confused and saying that they have a phobia of them.
But that's my point, though, is you can't get wrapped up in the identity.
But that's what I'm saying. We all do that. Like I had an argument the other day with somebody, and I told, and they were like, the person said, oh, you judge. And because you judge yourself. Or no, something about you judging me is condemning yourself because you're judgmental. And I said, I believe that everybody in the world is judgmental because the first thing we do is assess. Mm-hmm. Assessing something is a form of judging. It doesn't mean that it's law or that it's a fact, but it's what we do. If you go
or that it's wrong.
Yeah, or that it's wrong. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. It's something that we all do. But because certain words have a bad connotation into them, we have this hard pushback. Oh, I'm not judgmental. I don't judge. And it's like, yes, you do.
Like, yeah, we all do.
We all do. So
it's kind of like we're all prejudiced. People are like, I'm not prejudiced. Yeah. Yes, everybody is prejudiced because when you see somebody, you look at them head to toe, mm-hmm. and you make some kind of judgment. Somebody comes in with dirty clothes and fucked up shoes. You might think, and this is not right or wrong. Mm-hmm. This isn't how I think. I'm just saying. Yeah. You might think, oh, this is a bum, broke motherfucker. No, this dude might have just got off work, and that's what he wears to work in. Yeah. He may have fucking 200 grand in the bank.
Yeah.
You don't know, but you look at him, fucked up shoes and dirty clothes, and you're like, ah, this bum motherfucker.
Yeah.
Everybody prejudges.
Yes.
Everybody before we know them.
Yeah.
But then once you get to know them, you're like, oh, damn, that's a fucked up opinion I had at first.
Right. And so what I'm saying is, like, when we see somebody that is trans, we first go, okay, is, like, for me, personally, I go, okay, is that a person, what are they transitioning into? Like, so I know how to address them. Like, automatically, I go, like, okay, is this going from here to this or this to that? So you have to look at their clothes and judge by, like, the clothes they have on sometimes. Or,
right. You
know, something has to be a cue to what, like, if I see somebody who has manly features and they have on high heels and a blouse, then I'm going to think that that person is by a gender
for Chicago Bears.
What'd you say? I didn't hear all that.
Linebacker for the Chicago Bears. You know,
it's jokes. People learn that. It is. Take one. It's just jokes. Like y'all taking dicks. Like, I'm sorry.
Wow. All
right. This is fun to this podcast, with y'all. This is probably our last episode here.
Hey, it might be. If it is, we're going out with a bang.
All right, so what's the solution to the discrepancy that's had between the community and Dave Chappelle?
I don't think anybody has
the solution. Yeah. But I do think people need to get out of the identity bullshit. Like, well, I'm trans first, and then I'm. And just talk to people. Like, what point was Dave trying to make?
Yeah.
Did you actually listen to what he was saying?
Yeah.
Or did you get offended once he said trans? Did your fucking hairs on your neck stand up? And you're like, and you close off like, well, yeah. I'm not listening to the rest of it. Because I listened to it. And there were a couple points where I listened to it like, damn, where's he going with this? Like, I don't know. But then in the end, I was like, I see where. Okay,
I already knew right off back. Like every time he would hit a certain point, I already knew where it was going. Just because, like, I've had this, like, these thoughts and conversations.
I think shit like interesting conversations. Good conversations should make you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and what he was saying made me a little uncomfortable at first until he got around to the point and I was like, oh, okay, I see. I see what you're saying.
Not me. I was like, hell yeah, bring this shit on. I can't well, wait to talk about this shit.
I'm with it. I'm with it as well because I'm like, I don't know who. I think it was a subcommittee said it was like, if you're asking for equality, just stop trying to be singled out. If you ask, hey, yeah. every race gets joke told about. Every community, mm-hmm. every comedian's got jokes for every race.
Right.
Y'all can't get up in arms because a comedian tells a joke about your race now.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he's not trying to tell anyone how to live, how you need to do this, how you wish you should be, how you should be calling yourself. Mm-hmm. None of that. He's not saying none of that. He tell a couple jokes. Stop being so uptight about it.
And I've heard some racist jokes that I'm like, that's fucked up, but that's funny as fuck.
Yeah, me too.
Like, and talking about black people, like, wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But goddamn, that was funny. Funny as hell. Like, that was a good joke.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I can see where you got a lot of white people like, oh, right now, the white Christian male is the only person that you can make fun of. Because a lot of comedians make those kind of jokes.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Mm-hmm. But you can't, like, if you're going to laugh at that, you have to laugh at the jokes aimed at black people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take the shit too serious.
That's the problem. There would never be a solution just because you have people that they can straddle the fence. You have the right to straddle the fence. You have the right to be in up in arms about it, you know. But when you do it with malicious intent, that's when it becomes a problem. You know, and that's what's happening. Some people from that community are doing things with malicious intent, and it's probably because hurt people hurt people, you know.
And like, to be fair, there are people of all races. Like, there's black people who get offended by certain jokes,
mm-hmm.
and there are white people that get offended by certain jokes about white people.
Yeah,
it's okay. You have the right to be offended.
Yeah,
you know, you have the right to feel whatever you feel.
Right.
That's nobody can tell you what to feel. It's the whole idea that you're a victim because somebody made a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you could be offended. Don't watch them. Don't listen to it. Don't laugh.
Right.
Whatever. But you can't laugh at somebody making fun of white people. And then when they make fun of black people or trans people or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever group you identify with, then all of a sudden you cross your arms and get stuffy like, no, he done went too far. Like, oh, hold up. You was laughing when they was talking about white people.
Yeah.
But now it's getting a little too close to home and you're gonna get offended. Right. Come on now. Yeah. You're being a hypocrite.
With this conversation, do you still believe that there's no such thing as cancel culture?
I still don't believe there's such thing as cancel culture. Okay. I still think that it is a small minority of people who are very vocal, who get out here and bitch and moan and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so. That's their right to do it.
Yeah.
But Dave kind of proves he's not canceled. Dave, he said what he said. They tried to cancel him.
Well, Dave's
but
too
people
big
are just like, canceled. Whatever.
He's too big deal to with cancel. That's the thing. Like, he can't be canceled. I will honestly say Dave Chappelle cannot be canceled. Like, when he walked away from $50 million and he went to Africa to get away from all this shit and just to, you know, regroup. And then he came back to $60 million. You know, like, they tried to slander him so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, say he was crazy, say he was this, they slandered the fuck out of him, and he came back and he's like, fuck y'all, I'm about to come back, I'm about to double down, and I'm about to make more bread. He can't be canceled.
But I mean, I think that there are people out here who are complaining about whatever it may be,
whatever it is,
Like, I don't think somebody can be canceled if they don't give a fuck. Like, if I don't care what you think about me, mm-hmm. how the fuck can I be canceled? I'm going to keep saying what I say.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that there are people who are trying to just, like, you know, raise a stink about because they don't agree with something? Yeah. But that's always been the thing.
Yeah.
You can go back to Christians and heavy metal. Like, oh, they're inviting demons into your house. They tried. They bitched and moaned about
shit,
it.
Some of that shit would be sounding like it, though.
Look, when I was younger, I believed that shit. back when I was in church, I believed like certain music would bring demons in your house, and Dungeons and Dragons, if you played that shit and you died in the game, you died in real life. I actually believed that shit. And then I grew up and was like, religion is utter bullshit. Mm. Why did I ever believe that?
Well, yeah, but here's I
the
would
thing that I think is funny with that. Mm-hmm. That I think is like they say it can bring demons. I had the thought one time was like, if it brings demons, and I'm listening to hip hop, they talking about bitches and money.
I mean, low
I'm
key,
waiting on the knock at the door.
Low key, if you did what some of these rap songs said and you got away with it, you got the bitches and money. Like, but the funny thing is that. I remember back in the day, they were like, rap music incites violence and it does that and da 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 da. And people were like, no, it doesn't. Man, yeah, that shit do. And now now we're in the forefront of it where it's like, yo, this music is real. Like, but I think what it is like kids is really like now people are really talking about their real shit. Like, we got to a point to where we were like, yeah, we, you know, hip hop, like this motherfucker is real. He really be doing da 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 da. And now the hip hop is so real. Like these kids is out here popping pills and, you know, popping Xannies and this and that. And these niggas is out here really like being fucked up. And it's like, here's the thing, though. Whoa, what is going on?
The motherfuckers that are popping, like people have been doing drugs, opiates especially.
Yeah.
Heroin was a big thing in the 60s. There were no songs talking about heroin.
True.
You know, acid was a big thing in the 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. There were very few songs talking about acid. Like, I think music has an influence to an extent.
There was a lot of songs talking about acid, actually.
Not directly.
But that's the thing. Like, people knew. I mean, one of the biggest bands in the world, the Beatles, was talking about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like... I never listened to the Beatles. Actually, I think they suck. Come at me.
Yeah,
I'll argue all day.
Oh, we definitely. Wow. But this is our last.
Yo,
episode.
They gonna be like, "Fuck the trans shit." This nigga said, "What?"
This is our last. Yo,
I think they had some good songs.
Yeah,
I think. While my guitar gently weeps, I think is a fucking wonderful song.
Yeah, but it's about heroin.
It's not about heroin.
Oh, it's not?
It's about the world while a guy plays music. Hmm. But, like, all this shit's going... Anyway.
Okay.
Sounds like heroin.
But, I never liked the Beatles.
Yeah.
Personally. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do, cool. Do you. But... I never did acid because I listened to music mm-hmm. that talked about acid. I did acid because somebody was like, hey, you want to do acid? And I said, fuck yeah, mm-hmm. let's do it. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, I've listened to songs about smoking crack. Guess what? I've never done smoke crack.
Yeah, but that's just you versus like other people, right? Like same here. I never did none that shit listen to. Fucking, I'm lying. I smoke weed. The only reason why I ever wanted to do shrooms is because Snoop said he done shrooms, and I was like, oh, shrooms must be okay because
motherfucker, you only did shrooms because I was like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
get your ass over here. Let's do shrooms.
Yeah, but how many times you tried to get me to do other drugs, and I was like, fuck no.
When we doing shrooms?
Wait,
no,
I don't do other drugs, in case my son ever listens to this podcast. I do not do other drugs.
You tried to get me eat like all this cereal and shit, and I was like, dude,
right.
I only eat like
cereal.
Times.
motherfucker. Hey, listen, you, ain't, you don't know shit till you have Count Chocula. I got kids, man. Come on.
You started it. But
you said you mentioned other drugs. I never tried it. Cocaine is the devil.
It is. It's the devil.
If that's what you happen to be referring to.
Devil's snow. I never mentioned anything. I said a word.
No.
I
didn't say categories. No, but in all seriousness, like, I never did drugs because I listen to music.
Yeah.
And I know that's anecdotal.
It is.
I get it. It is. But
because we have
I also people. Think most other people are the same way. They don't. It takes, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and I could be wrong. I'm not a fucking sociologist or a psychiatrist or psychologist, mm-hmm. but it seems to me, in my opinion, it would take a weak-minded person to listen to a song that's talking about drugs and be like, oh, you know what? Let's try this.
But that's just it. It's not about being weak-minded. It's about just being like, that's your influence, right? Like, for instance, Ice-T. Ice-T said the only reason when he came out with his first album cover was because he thought the rappers were doing the real shit. He was like, so he's like, when I saw a chick on the cover, I thought they really had it. So he's like, I put my chick on the cover. He's like, with that shotgun, he was like, that I had on the cover, that was my shotgun. He's like, so I thought niggas was out here really getting it. And that still holds true to this day. Like, people.
But that's more of a peer pressure. Like,
that's
your.
Not, that's not
people
peer pressure.
In your peer. Well, that's people in your peer group. You're a rapper. Other rappers were doing it. Those are your peers.
Yeah, but he had been listening, like, to that music since he had been growing up. So he was
Who the fuck he listened to? He was out there hanging out with pimps and gangsters.
Yeah, but he was.
He wasn't listening to it. Wasn't the music because before Ice-T came along, there wasn't very much gangster rap.
Yeah,
like,
but the rap
Ice-T kind of kicked that shit off. Well, it was
no,
people that he was actually around.
Yeah, but the people that were in the game that were doing that stuff that he did find, because let's not act like there weren't other people that were. You know, spitting rhymes that were like gangster rhymes. Like, they may not have been in the forefront to us, but where he was around, he would hear them. He would see them.
Right. His peers. His direct peers.
Not even, but that's what I'm saying. Not even his direct peers. Because.
Well, name one. Name one person before Ice-T that was talking about bitches and hoes.
But if you watch his Drink Champs interview, he says this stuff.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You said other rappers. He's a rapper. Other rappers. That's a peer group. Those are people who are on your level.
Yeah, but you're missing.
I did more drugs based on the people that I hung out with.
But you're missing the point, though. Like, the point is, like, there's people even nowadays that have his same story where they're like, yeah, I was doing this and this because I figured that that's how this rapper said he was getting it. So that's how I started getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Young Jeezy said to T.I., he's like, T.I. came in the booth where I'm counting money and shit like this because I'm bagging up. And he's like, T.I. comes in and he goes, what are you doing? And he's like, this how you did it, right? This how you was getting it. Like, this is what I'm doing. And T.I.'s like, no. Let me explain some shit to you. You know what I'm saying? But that's another thing. Like, before he became a rapper, he figured that's how he's supposed to get it. So even when he became a rapper, he continued with it. Like, he's like, oh, I got to really be living this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I could be wrong. I'll happily admit that I very well could be wrong. I don't know because everybody's experience is different.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So, like, it's not that you're wrong, but there's more people out there than we think. That listen to music and they're influenced by just the music alone, and they figure, oh, if my favorite artist did it this way, I got to do it this way. You know, there's some.
LaVon, what's your opinion? We've been talking for 20 minutes.
He's been trying to stay out of it, nigga. If we get canceled, you get canceled too. You do realize that you don't but, get you but, don't
yeah,
get to
I know,
sit
I know,
idle.
Yeah. We going all right. We going down with the ship.
Goddamn right. I'm always going down with the ship. Fuck it, man. If I put the flag on it, damn it, I'm going to steer this bitch too.
So. Okay, give me the base question again. Okay, y'all kind of take it. Going.
What the fuck? You was over there playing Pokemon, or you got your Digimon cards? What the fuck was you doing?
Dallas about to lose. It's 13-13 right
now. Oh, y'all watching? See, he watching. That's that bullshit. He y'all over watching games?
He watching.
Games.
He watching.
I don't particularly have a horse.
You a Dallas? You a Cowboys fan?
He
really?
Watching.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie. They 5-1. So.
So all right.
They 5-1?
Let's
are they really?
Let's do this. I do this for the real fans. All right. So, Beth. So, here's how it goes when it comes to my football, right? So, if you talk shit to my team, you have to at least be on their level. When I mean, it's on the team level. So, I'm not saying, oh, your team is having a good season or your team had a good season. No, no, no. Franchise-wise. If you had come at my team like that.
Oh, you can't
so,
do that.
Oh, no. No, yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, you don't. It's like you don't go talk you shit know what? To Muhammad
Give me
Ali
the ball.
And you only have five
Give
fights
me the ball.
And lost three of them.
I'll outrun every one of them motherfuckers.
Yes, you can.
Give me the ball.
Yes, you can.
No. Nah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, no. But that's okay, that's a bad example.
No, it's not. It's the same
That's a
shit.
Bad example.
It's
no, it's not
shit.
Because these niggas don't. And they're not flawless.
No, I
Muhammad Ali
I
was damn near flawless.
I didn't say they were.
He lost what two fights in
that's,
his whole life.
That's what I'm saying though. You can't take like a amateur fighter, and then he can't go and like
we talking about fighters
trying. No, but I'm saying it's the same thing.
It's a bad analogy.
Okay, so what I'm saying is fine. If you want to talk trash about my team, it's okay. I will only accept it if it's from a team that is on par with Dallas.
But I ain't going to talk shit about your team. I'm talking shit about you watching while we supposed to be podcasting.
Oh, y'all having a conversation. I'm podcasting.
You ain't podcasting.
I have no
nigga.
Horse in this yeah. race. I have
you
no
watching these niggas
you
about to get.
Having.
They about to. Do you watching these niggas hey, about to lose by a field goal by Minnesota?
I'll give you a hint. Check both y'all's text messages because I've been telling y'all to pay the fuck attention while we podcasting.
But see,
I can hear my phone go off.
Yeah, we ain't paying attention to our phones because we podcast.
Because I'm watching both y'all eyes, looking at the TV. I'm like,
I was not watching the TV for football. There was commercials. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
There was some interesting commercials. The Eternal commercial came on, and I saw Spider-Man in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of,
yo,
have you? Venom. Did you see the breakdown of the new trailer?
No. Tell me about it. Talk to me.
I don't know.
Talk to me.
All right.
Have you
okay.
seen?
There's a there is okay. a I'm gonna go ahead and shout them out. Rockstar Games, I think is the name of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a YouTube channel that breaks down movie trailers.
Oh, okay.
And they broke down the new Spider-Man trailer.
Okay.
And the magazine covers. That shows some retro shit. Look, this new Spider-Man, yep. All I'm going to say.
Banger.
We need to get to, like, we need to fly to a mutual location Ooh. And just go watch this shit together.
Ooh.
Because okay. this shit is going to be so fucking hard. I don't even know what to do.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out. Because, like I said, the Eternals, I haven't even seen, I didn't even watch it fully because I was trying to podcast, unlike some people. And so I didn't even see the whole new trailer of it, but I saw Spider-Man swing by, and that caught my eye because I was like, oh, this is a Spider-Man trailer. And it was the Eternals that popped up. And I was like, that's odd.
Did you watch the new Venom?
No.
He wait. I'm going to go ahead and spoiler. Yeah. Spoiler alert. He wakes up in the MCU.
He wakes up in the MCU? What?
Post-credits
no.
scene.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to find it.
When that scene popped off, yeah. It's like only 10 people in the theater went to see it. Mm. But Mar and her sister started screaming.
No.
They started screaming. They were like, oh, shit. It was one of those moments where it was like, oh.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to try to watch it tonight. If not, it'll be tomorrow. I've tried for like 2 days. Every time I tried to bootleg it, and every time I clicked on the link, it was a different goddamn movie. So I wound up watching Dunn.
Like, you trying to watch? You watching on cinema?
Just go see it.
Yeah,
it was
cinema. Yeah. Nah.
Bro, just go watch it in the theater.
I'm broke right now, man. I'm trying to save money so because I got a move in.
The mister got a promotion. Yeah. All of a sudden, broke. Come
yeah,
on, now.
Because that promotion ain't kick in yet, nigga.
You know, I bet if. But if you was living by yourself, you probably wouldn't be able to run.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Speaking of some nerd shit, y'all watch Dune?
No. Dune was good as fuck,
bro.
No, that shit is so hot.
It's a movie?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got Jason Momoa and Batista in it.
And Batista. It's got all kind of motherfuckers in it.
Yeah.
That shit is hard.
What I need to watch it on? Like, is it
HBO Max.
Okay.
It's on HBO Max right now.
So good. That shit. That, honestly, that's one of the... I was excited when it first comes on, it shows the title and it said part one. Automatically, I got excited. I was like, oh,
see,
this movie's going
to
be legit.
I didn't pay attention to the part one part.
Oh.
So when it ended, I was like, motherfucker, what God damn. I was mad.
Yeah.
But then I went back and watched it again. I was like, oh, it's that part. Oh, okay. All right.
That shit was fire.
It's. Like, I remember Dune from the 80s.
Oh,
like, so I think it came out in 84.
Really?
Yeah, there's an old one that was done by, it was directed by fucking Lynch, David Lynch.
Okay.
So it's weird. He's a weird director. Mm-hmm. His movies are good, but he's weird. But I loved that shit as a kid.
Yeah.
So I was expecting it to kind of wrap up like the old one did. Mm. And it didn't. So I was a bit disappointed. But yeah, no. It's a fucking great movie.
Should I try to go back and watch the 80s one?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, you can. Okay. It's long. It's like 3 hours long.
Damn. Really?
It's long as fuck. But it's Dune. It's all right. Special effects just aren't what they are now.
Yeah. Was it pretty on par so far though?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. It's probably been 15, 20 years since I've seen the original Dune.
Okay.
Like it's more, I don't want to say like psychedelic, but it's cut weird.
Okay.
But the story is still the same.
Okay.
Like I said, it's just a long ass movie.
Oh, I'm gonna check it out because I didn't know. I didn't think. I knew it was gonna be good from the trailer. I didn't think it was gonna be that good. I was like, oh bet. I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, I wanted to watch Venom. This popped up. I'm like, all right, well, let me watch it. And I was like, it looked like it was gonna be pretty good. Man, that shit had me drawn in.
Oh
yeah.
I was
like, oh, this some shit.
Like, it's an all-star cast. It's really good.
Yeah.
You need to check it out. Hold on.
Yeah, and stop checking out this goddamn game.
I can multitask. I will definitely check out, dude.
I've heard, though,
to this podcast back, and it's going to be like we did in my house. It's, you not even there. Like,
yeah, you're like, uh-huh.
And basically.
I mean, I think... I heard the Eternals though, like the reviews of it have been phenomenal. Not good.
Really?
Yeah.
We have already established people love to hate.
That's true. Yeah, but like
everybody said that they loved the Shang-Chi. So you can't say that. And people were like,
wait,
that was the best.
Shang-Chi was the shit.
It was.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, no, it was fucking fire. You know, okay. Some people said it was their favorite Marvel movie to date, you know. Some people.
But it was good.
So I can't
the
say
action,
people just
the like action hate. Was on fucking point.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But
like the critics, mm-hmm. even Rotten Tomatoes is pretty low.
I fuck a Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
I don't go off of what they say.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna still watch it. I'm just saying.
Well, do you remember
so far the reviews are but I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, I can't wait to check it out. I think it's gonna be dope. That I've been waiting for this movie ever since they announced it and then took it away and then re-announced it. So.
Speaking of, did you see your boy Harold and Kumar
Which one? Harold or Kumar?
Oh, I know what you did. Yeah, I can't say his name. But
Kyle Penn. I think it's Kyle. Came out as being gay.
Oh, I already know which one you're talking about, and I could see that.
The Indian dude. Oh, no, not the Asian, the Indian dude. Oh, that's the in Indian guy? The Eternals.
He came out as, oh.
Yeah.
Yep, I can see that too.
I just read it tonight.
Honestly, if you would have told me the one of them, I could have saw that. I can see that.
He might not be. It's a perfect time to come out gay. You got a big movie coming out.
That's a fact.
No, Cal Penn reveals he's engaged to fiance Josh.
Oh, he went.
Yeah.
Oh, he, I mean, gay. Okay. That's true.
Oh, you mean gay? Well, okay, got you.
What other kind of gay?
I don't know what you just said.
What other kind of gay is it, Jet? Huh?
No, I was saying that was your reaction because you're like, oh no, it could be because, and then he's like, no, he's getting engaged. The look on your face was like, oh, you mean gay?
Well, because it's like, all right, so people have known he's been gay for a while. He's been dating, you know, somebody else already prior for years.
Yeah.
But I can, okay, he just announced his engagement. So I was like, okay, cool. That's not him coming out as gay. I'm like, all right, we've been seeing him with this nigga.
I didn't know he was gay.
I could see that. I didn't know he was gay.
Keep up with him. And
That's true.
Huh?
You keep up with him?
Absolutely not. That's why I'm like, I didn't. Oh,
I could see it.
It's all news, I mean, to me.
It's whatever. It was one of those things that happened to come across my headlines. Like, Cal Penn comes out of the closet. Like, hey, I'm gay.
You know what, though? I'll tell you one of the solutions that we have to do also to one of the solutions. I would stake money on it. One of the solutions we have to do is stop making people coming out a headline. That's one of the things we have to do. We have to stop. Because if it's supposed to be natural and it's supposed to be of the same society, then we need to stop making it a headline when people come out as gay. And people who are gay need to stop putting themselves in that limelight.
I agree. I understand where you're coming from. I really do. But here's the thing. Society in general sees homosexuality as being weird. So they're like, when somebody's like, yeah, you know, I'm dating a guy, they're like, oh my God, what? He comes out of the closet. Like, yeah, it's not like he's like, hey, I'm coming out of the closet. I'm dating the guy. And he's just like, I'm in love with the dude.
Here's the thing.
Media kind of hypes it. Like,
yeah, but here's the thing. Shout out to the OG. I think he's he right now. I think he's being himself. But this person who has been the OG in this shit for the longest time does not get the respect that they deserve. And we've known about this type of shit for the longest time. Okay, the motherfucking RuPaul. RuPaul has been the OG for the longest time in movies, big name movies.
Yeah.
You know, doing cameos, being dressed up, you know, in drag, you know, fully known as being gay, out there doing it. And now all of a sudden we got, you know, people being like, oh my God, you know, being gay is this whole thing and this whole thing and being trans and being drag and being, yo, this shit is not, it is normal. People being gay since forever, but what it is it's popularized. Is what it is.
But it depends. Like, you got, like, I don't see, you don't see it as a big deal. You don't see RuPaul as a big deal. I don't see RuPaul as a big deal. But there's a whole lot of people that are like, look at this guy in a dress on my TV. And, like, there's a lot of people who see it as a big deal.
But that's the thing,
I get it. I know, I get what you're saying.
People see it as a big deal is because we have popular, like it has been popularized.
No, don't see it as a big deal.
No, but I'm saying, like, people see it as a big deal because it's being popularized. Like, oh, this celebrity just came out. So what? Like, but it's popularized to do this shit now.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty about the whole thing. It's popularized. That's why it's a hot button. This shit has been happening for years. We've known about it for years. People have been transitioning into different genders for years. People have been wearing drag for years. They've been in movies. They've been... What it is now Hollywood has popularized it.
And it comes with protections.
It does.
You become a protected okay, I'm not going to disagree with you. I see what you're saying. I get it.
That respect, damn it.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those, like, it's a weird thing to speak on because none of us are gay or trans. So it's we can only speak on it from the way we see it.
Yes.
So society, we need to don't not popularize in society, because them coming out, me knowing, does it enrich their life? Me not knowing, does it hurt their life?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it does nothing for them either.
No.
Go live your life, and we shouldn't have to be. No. It shouldn't be a headline.
Now it does, though, because it's popularized. So now they might get cast.
But you also have to think, there's a lot of people, like, for years and years, they had to keep it a secret because admitting it was career suicide. So it's been very recent that people are okay with it.
But that's the thing.
People are like, I don't care.
Some people, it depends on if you that motherfucker, because like I said, RuPaul has been out there and has been in tons of big movies.
I see what you're saying, but also RuPaul has only been in the past 20 years.
You say that like that ain't shit, though. That's a whole decade.
Or that's two decades.
Is that an era?
But
20 years
ago? No. God damn
100
it.
Years is the era.
20 years.
What's 20 years?
Is it that's just two decades.
That's it, yeah.
There's nothing special for 20?
I don't think there's nothing special for
20. That's really? Just 2 decades.
Yeah. Just 2 decades. Two that's decades. It? Damn, yeah. We'd be disrespectful to 20.
Well, what about 30, 40, 50, 60, 70?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you, like, that's an echo.
You don't, 10 is a decade, and you don't get shit till you hit 100. God that's damn. A century.
Well, shit. I mean, even everybody at least celebrate their big 40. Like, damn, nigga, that's the fourth quarter.
But in the span of history, 20 years ain't shit. Like, in my...
It is.
Me and you have known each other for 20 years.
Yeah, but that's the thing. RuPaul has been in the game longer than that, bro. We've been seeing RuPaul since the 80s. So it's longer.
Yes. RuPaul. Yeah. Hold on, man. RuPaul has been in it for a grip.
Yeah.
But RuPaul wasn't popular until about 20 years ago.
No, 20 before, years ago was just 2000.
Yeah, we're in 2021. That's nigga,
when did
Crooklyn 20
come
years.
Out? When did Crooklyn come out?
Crooklyn?
God
damn.
Exactly. Crooklyn came out in the 90s, I believe.
RuPaul was in Crooklyn?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The niggas are OG. She was doing this thing and was out there and was like, this is me. I'm fucking proud and I'm out and been doing this shit. And now people are like, oh, I'm coming out. And it's like, oh, we got to get the press and da da da. Like,
no disrespect to RuPaul because this is a serious conversation. But can we talk about how underrated the Crooklyn soundtrack is? That is one of my favorite fucking soundtracks ever.
Facts, bro. That movie was fucking
the amazing. Movie was the shit, but that soundtrack made it.
Dope. That soundtrack was sick as fuck, but it had all the good music in it. I mean, it honestly, that soundtrack was like hitting the I Win button because it was like, oh, we're gonna throw some Curtis Mayfield in it. We're gonna throw
every fucking, that shit reminded you of every Sunday morning from your childhood.
Oh, I like facts. This conversation.
Yeah,
made me feel young again. I wasn't born around this time. This is before my time, so I get that.
Oh man, you ain't. Now. You ever listen to the Crooklyn soundtrack?
I don't even know what y'all talk about.
Look it up.
1994 is when Crooklyn came out, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, I was young, but
I don't remember RuPaul being in the. I mean, I'm not saying.
Remember, she was in the store part where she walked in, and then she's like, "I ain't no poonani. I keep my panties clean." And she was dancing with the fucking owner of the store. Yeah, go look that shit up.
Man, I'm going to go back and watch that movie.
I ain't no punani. I keep my panties clean.
Man, you're going to make me watch that damn movie.
That movie was the shit, bro.
That movie was the shit.
Hell yeah. Dude, so basically it was Spike Lee joint, of course. Yeah. Spike Lee was putting out bangers during that time.
Yeah, he was.
And he basically made a movie about a little girl that was growing up in, was it Harlem?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, and just like her living a life, you know, with her family, and it's just a black family, four kids, I believe it was four kids, three kids. One, two,
and just the shit they go through.
And the shit, yeah, shit they go through. Like, and it was just like them running around in the hood, just doing stuff. But it had a story to it. It was just the story of like her becoming a woman was like the backstory that you got. And like, well, not a woman, but like.
It was like back in the 70s.
Yeah, like growing up and just like, you know, growing up in the house with two brothers and, you know, her mom, her dad's a struggling musician. Her mom's, you know, busting her ass, trying to be the strong black woman. And then you got the bass heads because it's when people were sniffing glue back then. And like, no, it was so.
But Spike Lee comes up. Spike Lee's a fucking bass glue head. Yeah. Just, hey.
You got some money?
Yeah, man, that's such a good movie.
No, that's.
And the soundtrack, every time I like, people make the world go round.
Oh, when that tune drops. Oh, my
man, God. Man, come when on.
It drops, bro. Oh, God.
You need to. Yeah, you need to get some culture about yourself.
We gotta watch.
I'm fucking.
We gotta watch.
Cooking. Sit over there with your young ass. That's why you watching TV. You ain't.
Tell Mar and her sister come through. Mm-hmm. We gonna watch Crooklyn.
For real, it's a slow. There's not a lot of action. It's just a slow drama, mm-hmm. But the music, man.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen the movie Beasts of the Southern Wild?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, that is such a good movie. It's slow. There's not a lot of action. It's about a young girl trying to find her mom. Her mom abandoned her. Mm-hmm. She wants to find her mom. And there's a big storm coming. It's in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But that is, God damn, it's such a good movie. That shit is so powerful. Okay. Beasts of the Southern Wild.
I'm about to watch that. Damn, that sounds... How old is that movie? Is it 80s, 90s?
No, it's about 15 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. It's not that old.
Yeah. That's kind of like the movie, what was it called? Blue Moon?
Blue Bayou, but, well, which one?
Something Moon. It was about the two boys that grew up and then come to find out one of the boys was gay, but then
that movie is so goddamn good.
It was that was a fantastic fucking movie. And I can't remember the damn name of it for sure.
Blue Midnight? Or gotta look this up. That is a phenomenal movie.
Damn, I can't remember.
Some of the actors. Look up some of the actors in it, and then you.
I can't even remember the actors in it. Like I was trying to. Something Moon, because they won an Oscar.
This makes for terrible podcasting.
I know.
Are we trying to look this shit up?
Hey. I know.
Hey,
but
we keep it. That's out. That's just us keeping it real.
Not too real. We got gaps of air. But it was a fantastic fucking
Moonlight.
Movie. Moonlight. There you go.
Moonlight. Bro, that movie.
Fantastic movie.
That movie is like, fucking great.
Yeah.
That was, and I know a lot of people didn't like it. Like, oh, you trying to, like, yeah. Our friend the barber, you trying to spread that gay agenda. You trying to make our kids gay? Like, no, bro.
Nah,
it's not about that. This shit is. People are gay. They deserve to be represented in movies.
Yeah,
like, it's a great movie.
It is honestly that is a great. In my opinion, like that's probably a great representation of what goes on in those communities when somebody is gay, like in that fucking dingy, fucked up ass, like ghetto ass, hood ass,
community. And homophobic. Like you can't be gay in the hood.
Yeah,
that shit. Like
it didn't go. Yeah. Man.
It's good. That's a good ass movie. Yeah, you need to watch it.
Have you not seen Moonlight?
I've not seen Moonlight.
You uncultured swine. I can't believe.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, that shit good. That
shit. It is. It really is.
That's bad. Like saying you ain't seen Two Wong Fu. You never seen Two Wong Fu, nigga? That's one of my.
He ain't never even heard of it. Yo, he's like, what the fuck you talking about,
nigga? I'm about to Wesley snap who? My neck on your ass, like, yo, nigga.
Who Linguazamo? What?
Nigga? Man, that's Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee, right?
Patrick Swayze. Everybody Swayze was in that fucking movie.
Dude, that's what it was. Fucking, man.
John Leguizamo. Oh, fucking Wesley Snipes.
Have you not seen that? Where they dress up as women? They're drag queens in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's all banging.
I may have seen it.
It's an old movie.
It's like a bunch. There's a bunch of dudes though. It's like five. Like four.
It's three of them.
Yeah,
it's three of them.
It's four of them.
No,
I think.
It's three of them. It's a three of them. Snipes. It's John Lee Kazamo, and
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have seen it. Long time ago. Yeah. Okay. I seen it as a kid.
Fantastic, nigga. I watched that movie. Over and over. It's a great movie. It's a funny movie. But that movie is.
All right. Wow. Real quick. Yeah. I got to pee.
Oh,
so y'all want to end this or y'all want to hold on for a minute?
Let's end it. We got enough for two episodes.
All
right. Yeah. All right. Hey, family, like we said, do your research. Don't hate us. Don't cancel us. These are all our opinions.
Y'all think, no way.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, y'all. We out of here. I'll let y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.